Battle 68, Halloween Eve, the Marathon. I'm your host, your ghost host, with the most, Dr. Wolfenstein. I will be with you until the end.
Howdy, folks. Got blood, violence, freaks of nature? Well, then come on down to Captain Spaulding's Museum of Monsters and Madmen. Yeah, see the alligator boy. Ride my famous murder ride. Most of all, don't forget to take home some of my tasty fried chicken. Ha-ha! It just tastes so damn good.
Nothing with this now. I can't get rid of this. It ain't worth nothing. My name's all over it. I was fixing it to trade it to Jackie Cobb.
That retard that hangs out at Molly's fruit stand?
Yeah.
You know, for the life of me, I cannot understand why you hang out with that asshole.
He's one horny retard.
Well, ain't they all? All they want to do is eat and fuck.
Well, if you know him, you might understand his urges.
Worse than a rabbit-ass baboon.
Yeah. You know what his favorite thing is next to whacking his weasel? Takes a sharpened pencil and sticks it in his eyeball and twists it.
What?
He doesn't hurt himself, though. He kind of twists it right next to his eyeball.
Huh? He's been putting that pencil someplace other than his eyeball.
Nah, he don't do nothing like that. Although once he got caught, you know, with a Planet of the Apes doll stuck up his asshole.
God damn!
They had to take him to the hospital. Kid had Dr. Z stuck halfway up his butt. Couldn't get it out. Did you fix the toilet yet?
Yes, I did, and I don't want you stuffing any goddamn paper towels down there. I had to snake the shit out that thing. Here you go. Now you bust that crepper, I'm gonna bust your ass.
I hear you.
Hey, fucking Moses, y'all get the fuck out of here!
Clowny, keep your paws working, please.
Yeah, don't move! Or I'll blast the holes the size of a Kansas City watermelon through your ugly ass bulldog face!
What the fuck is that supposed to mean?
Go grab that other asshole out of the shitter and drag his ass back in here.
Right.
You miserable motherfucker. I ought to jump over this counter and bash your fucking balls in.
All right, Tippy. Hand over the cash box and I might leave your brains inside your skull.
Well, I tell you what, Ski King. Why don't you just take your mama home some chicken and then I won't have to stuff my boot all up in your ass.
I don't like chicken. And I hate clowns!
Get around this. Yeah, I got all this.
Put that shit down!
All right.
Put it down! Fuck! Oh, that is it! I'm gonna count to 10, and you're gonna hand over all the cash, or I'm gonna splatter your grease paint mug across the state line! One!
Fuck your mama!
Two!
Fuck your sister!
What are we gonna do?
Hey, I know you. You work at the hardware store, right? Richard Wick, right?
Sister Trap!
Quiet down, both of you! Three!
Fuck your grandma!
Yeah, I remember now. All the guys made fun of you. Call you Little Dick Wick.
Shut up!
Little Dick Wick, play with his brick. Don't the smell just make you sick?
Stop singing! I hate that song!
Your fucking mask back on! Fuck it!
Got blood all over my best clown suit.
And it's squeaky right here. Now, that's a girl you would date.
Jerry, how much did you put in?
I don't know. $2-3
$2-3 I told you to fill
Bill,
the tank.
Bill, feel me. Am I made of money?
You know.
Jesus Christ, Jerry. Oh, don't panic yourself there. Way too much caffeine guy.
You know, I wouldn't be drinking so much coffee if you did your share of the driving.
You know, I don't have night vision.
Oh, no.
Seriously, I can't even make out the lines in the rough. Fine, Bill.
Jerry.
You know what? You want to pull the car over, I'd be more than happy to kill us out here in the middle of nowhere. Look, besides, there's a billboard right there. Captain Spaulding's Museum of Monsters and Madmen.
Oh, that's great.
Fried chicken and gasoline. Next exit. There you go. Problem solved. Now we didn't have to freak out. It was a real big deal, Bill.
All right. I'll pump the gas. Go inside and see if it's worth checking out.
Okay, Mr. Cranky.
Holy crap, you gotta see this place. It's boss.
Yeah, how boss?
Really fucking boss.
Like, wake up the chicks and break out the camera, boss?
Hell yeah.
Hey, sweetie, come on. You know, grab Mary and get your stuff and come on inside. Bill and I found a kick-ass place. Come on, move!
Let's go. Come on, Sleeping Beauty. It's time to go to work.
That's horrible.
What's in that case over there?
Hairless monkey.
Did you see the crocodile boy?
How'd you like to find that in your pants?
Is
Excuse me, sir?
Howdy.
Love this place.
How long have you been running this place?
Well, how long's a piece of string?
I don't know. Too goddamn long. That's how long.
Too goddamn long. That's right.
Right, I hear that.
But how long, actually?
Oh, shit, I don't know exactly. I took over from my pa right after the Duke nabbed the Oscar.
Oh, you mean John Wayne?
Well, son, how many Dukes do you know about? Greatest American ever lived.
Look at that.
Circle up all I got, Spellgrams.
Whatever you say, cowboy.
Yeah, I'm not that much of a Western fan. I like science fiction.
Ah, space boy. Yeah, I figured as much. Let me ask you something. How come you're asking so many jackassy questions?
Oh, you see, my friends and I, we're driving across country. We're writing this book, actually, on offbeat roadside attractions. You know, the crazy shit you see when you're driving across the country.
I don't drive across country.
But if you did.
But I don't.
Yeah, but just supposing for a second that you did.
You little dickens, you. I know what your problem is.
What's that?
Y'all think us folks from the country's real funny-like, don't you?
Jerry?
Yeah, well, saddle off the mule, Ma. Slide me some grits. I've got to get me some education.
Jerry.
You asshole.
No, I'm really very interested. I'm not trying to make fun.
Gotcha.
Such a bad
child. Oh, fuck these sides, Sally. Who the hell want to read about all this horse shit anyway?
You'd be surprised.
Son, look around. Would I be surprised?
Oh, finally. Great. Come on, we pay for the tickets. Let's go, let's go, let's go.
What ticket?
This isn't everything. There is actually a murder ride.
A murder ride?
Yeah.
I don't want to go on a murder ride.
Yes, you do want to go on a murder ride.
No, I don't. Hey, how about if we skip the murder ride?
Hey, how about if we go?
Anytime this year, people, tour is about to begin.
Okay, we'll see you inside the murder ride. We'll be back. Bye.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages, you are about to enter a world of darkness. A world where life and death are meaningless, and pain is God.
Woo!
Hey, Billy, let's go.
Yeah.
Wait for us.
Sorry,
Captain
Spaulding.
Yeah, we're going to have a good time, man. On your right, you will see the infamous Albert Fish. Magicus, saddest, child killer, and most importantly, cannibal. Fish. Born 1870 and enjoyed spankings with nail-studded paddles, stuffing needles deep into his groin.
Yeah, I have a question. How many nails...
Hold all questions. Quayle was an intern at Willows County Mental Hospital. Nicknamed Weeping Willows for the never-ending cries of pain. Through primitive brain surgery, Mr. Quayle believed that he could create a race of superhumans from the mentally ill. Vigilante justice prevailed. They took his ass out and hung him. And that infamous hanging tree is no more than a stone's throw away from where y'all's ass is now seated. The next day, his body was found to be missing. Until today, no trace of Dr. Satan has ever been discovered. But then who knows? Maybe he lives next door to you.
Who's over here? Exit to the doors.
That was so badass!
Dr. Satan!
Maybe he lives next door to you.
Calm down. It was all right.
Yeah, do you think maybe we could go now? Mm. Look, I'm going to go call my dad, all right? I'll be right back.
I love you. What do you mean it was all right?
I mean, it was cool, but it wasn't that great.
Dude, you don't have to play it down in front of your chick.
Oh.
Thank you.
An artery or a vein.
Hello.
Hey, Dad.
Denise.
We stopped for gas at this place called Captain Spaulding's. Somewhere outside of Ruggsville. And it turned into this whole big thing, so we're kind of behind schedule.
Well, don't be too late.
Well, I forgot to tell you that Halloween falls on a school night,
so they're trick-or-treating tonight.
Your left hand shows your past. Your right hand shows your future.
Good evening. I'm Lance Brockwell, and this is the 7 o'clock news. And our top story tonight. Investigators still have no leads in the strange disappearance of the five cheerleaders from Ruggsville High School. Cindy Thompson, Karen Murphy, Allison Cole, Valerie Green, and Dawn Baker were last seen 4 days ago leaving a football game.
I know it seems stupid, but I really want to see this tree.
Do yourself a favor, son, and just forget about it.
Oh, come on, I live for this shit.
Okay, all right, I'll draw you a damn map.
Thank you.
I still say it's a waste of time. All right, you are here. Go straight up this road, make the first right, first left, come straight across and down. If you can't find it, tough. Here's your map.
Right on.
Here's your complimentary chicken.
Oh, wow.
Don't let the door hit you in the ass on the way out.
You're going to get a great write-up for this.
Yeah.
Here's an idea. Let's just skip it. It's probably nothing anyway.
Yeah, I mean, Christ, Jerry. Bill is right. We can't see anything.
What's that?
What, should we stop?
We can't leave her out here in the rain.
Stick her in the front if you want to pick her up so bad.
So, where are you headed?
I just went home.
Home? Where's that?
A couple more miles up the road.
So you live around here?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Hey, do you know where this Dr. Satan tree is at?
Yeah, you know where that's at. It's right by my house. I can show you.
Really? So it is a real thing.
So, tree? What's that?
What tree?
Okay, this is crazy. She obviously doesn't know anything.
Oh, I know. I'll show you where it's at.
Whatever you need to do, you do it. There is no wrong. If someone needs to be killed, you kill them. That's the way.
Plan B entail.
Jesus Christ, Jerry!
Well, technically, I did what you said!
Oh, for fucking sake, Jerry! What are we gonna do now?
I can't rightly say if I know me, ladies.
Oh, hey, turn yourself! Would you turn the radio off, please?
tow truck. He can come get your car.
I'll go. It's my car.
Forget it. I'm going.
No, Bill.
You guys just stay here. There's no sense in everyone getting drenched.
I completely agree.
Turning to the news, local authorities still have no leads in the mysterious disappearance of the five cheerleaders from Ruggsville. The girls were last seen leaving a cheering competition in Bates County.
Knock again.
It was loud enough to wake the dead.
That's an idea.
What is?
Wouldn't it be dramatic? Supposing the people inside were dead, all stretched out with the lights quietly burning about them.
I'm sure it would be very amusing.
Why, you ask? Why is not the question. How? Now, that is a question worth examining. How could I, being born of such conventional stock, arrive a leader of the rebellion, an escapist from a conformist world destined to find happiness only in that which cannot be explained? I brought you here for a reason, but unfortunately, you and your sentimental minds are doing me no good! My brain is frozen. Locked. I have to break free from this culture of mechanical reproductions and the thick incrustations dying on the surface. Oh, Christ. Fuck it.
These are my dolls. I used to like to chop their heads off and their arms and stick them up on the wall. The door's locked. I gotta go around. Wait here.
Is your brother ready to go?
Oh, yeah, he already left. Come on, inside.
What, he left?
Yeah, come on and get toasty.
Don't worry about it, he's fine.
I just don't understand why he...
What was that? What, I didn't hear anything.
Turn the radio off. Now listen.
I still don't hear anything. I swear to God, I heard like some weird... It's around the headlights. See if something's out there.
You and your brother?
Nah, there's a bunch of us around somewhere. I think Otis is upstairs messing around or something. You gotta have the marshmallows. That's what makes it fun.
Yeah, I guess.
You sure do a lot of guessing.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Wow. Look at him. He must have been going pretty fast to smash to that wall.
You sure are silly for a guy with glasses. I like that.
Oh, okay. Hey, need those to see. Thank you.
All right.
How do I look?
Terrific.
Tasty.
Ain't the only thing tasty in this house.
I
Okay, well, I wonder what time... Yeah, it's getting kind of late, huh?
Don't worry, sugar. It ain't past my bedtime. Hey, are you flirting with me?
What? Oh, no. Hey, great, they're back.
What do you fucking do?
Look, I gotta call my dad and tell him we're gonna be late. Can I use your phone, please? Hello?
Ain't got one.
Oh, hi.
Oh, goodness.
You really don't have a phone?
No. I once had one back in 57. But, I don't quite remember. See, there's nobody around here. I feel like jaw flapping out no more.
Say, you think maybe the guy with the tow truck could drive us to a phone?
His name is Rufus. Rufus Jr. But we ought to call him RJ.
Makes sense.
What do they call you, sweetie?
I am Qualsnarg of the Crab Nebula. But you humans can call me Jerry.
Baby, go and see how RJ is doing with his nice folks' automobile. Meanwhile, why don't you just all make yourselves to home? Oh, what brings you kids way out here? Haven't you got something better to do on Halloween than wander around out in the city?
I thought maybe we'd taken a hoedown.
No, he's just joking.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm sorry. I'm just messing with you. I'm sorry. Shut up, dude.
Oh, I get it. Y'all just think you're too good for the simple pleasures of Halloween. No, just a little too old. Oh, really? Well, I hope something changes your mind. Well, what about RJ?
He was gone before I seen him.
Oh.
But kind of saw him and said he was going down to the yard to get a new wheel.
Uh-huh. How long is that going to take? Probably be back in a couple hours.
A couple of hours?
Mary.
What?
Can't Tiny drive us to the phone?
Oh, Tiny ain't got no car. He ain't even got a bicycle. Well, even though I know that you think it is childish, tonight is Halloween Eve. And to us, it is special. So you are all invited to dinner.
So Christ, you don't expect us to wear these things.
Whatever it is, just do it. We play along, the faster we get the hell out of here.
Now is not the time to make waves. Jerry.
Daddy's fault. Well, I mean, Earl wasn't a bad man. He never hit me or nothing like that. One day, he just up and went devil on us all.
What happened?
Well, he
tried to burn down the house. He said it was possessed by the spirits. And Tiny was sleeping in the basement room where the fire started. But I don't think Earl ever meant to harm us. But Tiny was badly burned. His ears were destroyed and most of his skin.
Is that why he wears the mask?
Yeah. My baby boy gets shy around new people. But he'll warm up to you. Especially the girls. Oh, he's a real lady killer.
All the kids want us to sunset. All the kids want sunset.
You're gonna miss a good show tonight. That's your tough luck. I thought you kids were all about team spirit. I mean, you ain't done fuck all to cheer me up since you got here. Give me a B. Give me an A. Give me a B. Give me a Y. What's that spell? What's that spell? What's that spell?
Baby?
You're damn right.
Everybody put on your masks. We can't very well eat our desserts with our everyday faces exposed, can we?
Ross, kid, put it on! Look, she ain't gonna let any of us touch dessert unless you're wearing this damn thing.
This is Firefly. Do you know anything about the legend of Dr. Satan?
Oh, here we go.
Shut up.
Well, I'm not much of a gossip and this and that, but, I haven't...
I know all about what you want to know all about.
Otis, I can't believe you decided to come down and join us. Oh, and you brought Little Wolf. Oh, my baby.
Oh my God.
Such a special night for me.
Now, I don't know who told you your fairy fables about Dr. Satan.
Oh, we heard it from Captain Spaulding up the road at him.
That old bitch hog don't know shit. He tells his cute little tattletale, sell his junk. He don't sell no Yankee boys, no truth.
Yeah, but I mean, something happened, right? I mean, it had to be based on some real incident.
What are you, Jimmy Olsen? Cub reporter for the Daily Asshole?
Grandpa, watch your language!
I don't think you really need to know. Better you leave here with your head still full of kitty cats and puppy dogs.
Well, I really would like to know. I mean,
hey, he'd really like to know. Enlighten him! Boy, I bet you'd stick your head in the fire if I told you you could see hell. Meanwhile, you're too stupid to realize you got a demon sticking out your ass singing, Holy Miss Moly, got me a loud one.
Can we change the subject, please?
There's over. Ladies and germs, it's showtime!
A little story.
Eat your mom's pussy! I'll eat dinner in your face! Starts licking and chomping on her pussy, and she's screaming and yelling, and she just... No, the old battle axe at home's out to crush my balls! Would you be quiet? You're gonna wake up Grandma! Something real special for you men out there.
Houston.
Don Willis.
Don Willis, how the hell are you?
Listen, Frank.
I'm a little worried about Denise. She called me last night from the road near Ruggsville, a place called Spalding's.
Yeah, I know the joint.
She said she'd be here about 11, but she never showed up.
Well, I'll run a check on up there by Spalding's and see if there's any accidents or road closings. It was raining like a son of a bitch here last night. They're probably just stuck in the mud someplace.
About no goddamn white socks with Mickey Mouse on one side and Donald Duck on the other. I ain't reading no funny books, Mama. Our bodies come and go, but this blood is forever. Now, I'm gonna remove your game. But if you make so much as a fucking peep, I'm gonna cut you like a pig and make you eat your own fucking intestines. You got me?
Why are you doing this to me? Why are you doing this?
Doing what? Messy up your day?
Where's Bill?
Bill?
Is he okay?
He's a good guy. Oh, he's been a great help to me, a real blessing. I mean, I couldn't have asked for a better specimen. You don't know what kind of dry spell I've had here. Total block! But Bill, he's okay.
Where is he?
Nothing runs this place can help us.
Take a look at all this crap. Red flag anybody run a joint like you.
Sweet baby Jesus. Whoever's jerking off on that bell out there better be gone when I come out. I'm gonna rip your nuts off.
officers, what could I do for you? I ain't fired up the bird yet, if that's what you've been ring-a-ding-ding about.
I need you to answer some questions about some missing kids.
Oh, I don't know nothing about nothing. You see, I'm the kind of guy just minds his own business, if you get what I'm saying.
You seen this girl, say, in the last 24 hours?
Yeah, cute kid. Ain't my type, though. You know, I like them with a little more meat on them. The bigger the cushion, the sweeter the pushing.
Hey, look, clown ass, just answer the damn question. We ain't interested in your love life, all right?
Cut the crap, Spaulding, and just give with the facts.
Huh?
What did you see? Who was she with? Where was she going?
I don't know. She was with some stupid kids. They was nosing around asking a bunch of stupid questions.
Questions about what?
I don't know. This and that. Mostly a bunch of tired Dr. Satan bullshit. They caught a gander at the display in the back, and they figured they was going to run out and solve the great Deadwood mystery.
And how'd they get that idea?
I wrote them a map. Well, out to the old farm road, you know. I figured, what the hell, wouldn't do no harm. Besides, it's good for my tourist trade.
You can ship 10 bricks for all I care. What else?
Nothing. Stupid-ass kids probably got themselves turning around ass backwards and got themselves lost.
Is that all? And I want you to think real hard.
Well, I don't rightly know. See, they wasn't here long enough for me to get up close and personal with them like I do most of the assholes that come wandering in here.
How about you wreck them same damn directions out for me, then?
All right. Don't get all True Grit on my ass. You can knock yourself silly for all I care.
Enough talk.
Right.
I don't know where that skunk ape sleeps. All I know is that he had impure relations with my wife.
That's true. He performed lurid acts upon me and my person.
Hold up the picture. I'm gonna kill that skunk ape.
Over.
call it in. I think we found them.
Yeah.
Poopy pants, what's new?
Where the fuck is Bill? Where's Denise? You can't keep us here!
Shut up! Hey, you wanna play a guessing game? Guess what number I'm thinking of.
Eat shit and die. No, wait, please, come on, stop it! What do you want? What do you want from me? What do you want
please
from me?
Please be quiet, I don't wanna slip. One more. If you get this right, I'll let you go. If you get it wrong, you are fucked. Okay. Who is my favorite movie star?
I don't know. Marilyn Monroe.
Nope. Betty Davis. Sorry, you lose.
themselves a field day beating the shit out of this thing, didn't they?
Yeah. No mercy shown here.
Didn't find any bodies, did you?
Not yet.
Holy Christ. What could these kids have possibly done to bring this much hell down on them?
Hey, I found something.
What's that?
Keys.
Well, don't just stand there like some prize dog, Dick. Open the trunk.
Yes, sir.
Toss them here.
God damn.
You find something, Jordy?
Yeah.
We found something.
People come, people go. But how many ever really stop to take a look at the underbelly of the beasts? I make them stop. And I make them look. Hope you like what you see. Hope you like what you see!
Just hold it a minute, Grandpa.
You useless fuck. You couldn't even get your big ass in that seat. You ungrateful. Don't start with me, Hugo.
Hey, get off the damn car. This ain't your living room. Goddamn grease monkey. Sure, this guy's supposed to ride with us in this car.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't seem right to me.
Well, it ain't up to us. Chief said to pick him up and take him with us. As an ex-cop, figures it can be of some help.
I just hope he doesn't get in my way, is all I'm saying.
It must be him. Mr. Willis?
Yes, sir.
I'm Wydell. This here is Nash.
How you doing, sir?
Donald Willis. Any leads?
Well, we were on our way out to check on a couple of farms out on the edge of town. It's about our only lead up to this point.
What about this body you found?
You know about that?
Local girl, Karen Murphy. One of your leaders went missing last week.
That's it?
Well, we know the kids were on their way out to a place the locals called Deadwood.
Yeah, they wanted to play Nancy Drew with this local legend that people call Dr. Satan.
This is insane.
Don't you worry about it. We'll find her, all right?
My name is Louis Grover, and I know this man, but I know the truth. You don't have to go to hell. You're in hell. This is hell. This is hell. This is hell.
See if anybody's home, you and Mr. Willis. Check around, see if you see anything.
Uh-huh. Come with me.
It's just a dip.
Oh, come quick. There's a cop out there.
What? Damn. How many?
Hey, don't worry about it.
I don't know. I only saw one.
Well, fucking pigs always travel in packs. Take this.
What you gotta do?
Go downstairs and play nice. I'll go around back and take control like I always fucking do.
God damn. These pack rats throw anything away?
I don't think so.
Hold it. Hello? Hello? You think he's some bitch would have a yard sale, don't you?
Yeah.
Hello?
Calm down, Barney.
Funny story with my bear shit.
He's only a dog.
I was bitten by a cocker spaniel when I was 8 years old.
Well, hello, officer.
Good afternoon, ma'am. I'm Lieutenant Wydell. I'd like to ask you a few questions.
What the heck? I'll just tell you anything you want to know.
Appreciate the cooperation, ma'am. I'm looking for a missing girl.
I'm serious. It's a big cocker spaniel, big teeth. It's my ex-girlfriend. Almost bit off my pinky toe.
Yeah. You hear that?
Yeah. Yeah, I hear it. Where do you think he's coming from?
Out this way.
All right, hold on. Hold on one second here. Hold on. Hey! Sheriff's Department, open up. Hey!
No, I'm here. Sorry.
Ma'am, if I could just come in for a minute. I have some other pictures I'd like you to look at. Might stir something up.
No, I don't think so.
Ma'am, it'll only take a minute.
All right. I guess I can trust you. Being a man of the law and all.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you, ma'am.
I remember you. You're the one who made my dreams come true. A few kisses ago.
Oh, this one looks familiar now. See on the TV.
No, ma'am, I don't believe he is.
You're the one who said I love you too.
Wydell, over. Wydell, over.
I remember too. A distant bell and stars that fell like the rain out of the blue. When my life is through and the angels ask me to recall the thrill of them all, then I will tell fell like the rain out of the blue. When my life is through and the angels ask me to recall the thrill of them all, then I will tell them I remember. Tell them I remember you.
make a guess here. Y'all having a Halloween party tonight.
Now, what makes you think that, big boy?
Well, you should have heard buying a whole mess of holy water for two people.
Yeah, we like to get fucked up and do fucked up shit, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I like to get fucked up, too, and do some fucked up shit.
Yeah, I bet you do. How much we owe you, Goober?
Actually, it's G. Ober for Jerry Ober, but the new guy, Rommel, in the back, he drew in that other O and made Goober. Fucking asshole.
Great story, Goober. How much do we owe you?
Well, the damage is quite severe. $185.
That ain't gonna break my bank, honey. Here, keep the change and go get yourself a new name, Goober.
Holy doll! I will! Thank you! You all drive safe. Thanks for coming in to Red Hot Pussy Liquor.
Brings the Christmas candy.
Not tell me. Who's your daddy?
I'm the one who brings the devil's brandy.
Who is your daddy?
I'm the one who beats you when you're bad.
Who's your daddy? Who's your daddy?
Get in now.
We could have been great.
Look, 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 just let us go. I swear to God, we won't tell anyone. I swear.
Oh, honey, now you know I can't do that. Swear to God.
He's just having a fucking hoot.
You fucking asshole, boy.
All right, come on, get the box in. Now, where does she think she's going to run to? What, she going to run all the way home?
No. Let me get her.
Oh, all right. Go get her.
Hunting humans? Ain't nothing but nothing. Y'all run like scary little rabbits. Run, rabbit, run.
Along came a rabbit and ate up all the cabbages. The woman said, go into the garden and drive out the rabbit. Mary!
Oh, my God.
Thank God. Please help me.
No, Baby Jesus, girl, what the hell happened to you?
I got away.
You? Hey, I recognize you. Oh, there's a whole bunch of people been looking for your ass, girl.
I gotta get to a doctor.
All right. Just sit back and relax. I'll get you to a doctor. No, that's it.
Here comes the time.
I'll get you. Yeah.
Now.